All right, Red Bull Straight Rhythm, Cameron McAdoo, Team Pulp MX. You were late, fill in. You hadn't had much time on a two-stroke. Thursday wasn't great in the morning, but it seemed like every time you got on the bike, you got a little better.
Yeah, I got a text on Sunday night. Nicoletti actually texted me, hey, do you want to race Straight Rhythm? And my first thought was like, no way. Like, I don't even have any time on Supercross, let alone a two-stroke. And then I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, why not? We'll go do it and have fun. And got a hold of you and Monday, and we got it all lined up in about 10 minutes. Yeah. And we were
Phil's going to want to cut, though.
Yeah, Phil isn't getting anything. He's crazy. He doesn't need any money.
But so you got out here, you rode Loretta's 125, getting on the bike, and I mean, I thought every time you got on it, you got a little better.
Yeah, and I that's how I felt, too. I felt more comfortable each time. At first, I was like, oh, boy, this could be interesting. But, yeah, it was really fun, and it's cool to experience somewhat of what those guys did racing two strokes back in Supercross, and the whole vibe of the event was just a blast. Thanks,
Jack. Track looked fun, right? I mean, it looked pretty safe, but yeah, fun?
Yeah, the track was actually really good. It was really well built. I think I don't think it wasn't too mellow to where you could really send it and be dangerous, and I mean, everything was good. I think both lanes were pretty fair, which was something I was kind of curious about, like which one's going to be faster, and I think they've proved to be pretty fair, and the track crew killed it, and same with all the event crew.
Where was the time made up to you out there in one section, or what was key for you, you think, in one section?
I think, on the last final, the start was pretty bad for me, obviously, and then I had a little mess up on the wall, but usually I got over that fine, and I think the key thing was the tabletops and then that little rhythm section after the tunnel and then the whoops. Those three, if you tied those together really well, I think it was good, and like Villo, he was ripping the whoops, and it was gnarly.
You might have had the best whip of the night in that second run.
Yeah, I mean, I got a pretty bad start, and then I kind of clipped the wall and stuff, and I was far enough back that I knew there was obviously no way to win it, so kind of checked up and threw a whip for some fun, yeah.
All right, so Geico Honda let you go at the end of the year. You're looking for a ride. What do you know? What do you got? What do we know about Cameron McAdoo?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be still training, and I'm going to stay on a bike and stay fresh on Supercross. And
a few feelers?
Yeah, a little bit here and there, and I've been calling everyone and doing my best to, you know, on my part, and I'm gonna be ready, and we're gonna make the very best this year and get through it and get back to where we belong.
Nice job repping Pulp MX all weekend. You had to deal with all these people yelling at you about Ram It. You're like, what is this all about? But you handled it well. Thank you for stepping in and riding the Yamaha YZ250. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. And I really had no clue what the whole Ram It deal even meant until a couple of days ago. And then, it's all fun. So, and I think a little bit of like the crap talk of the whole event with everyone. It's obviously all fun and games. Yeah. And so it was a blast. And thanks for having me out.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep.